Okay. So, completely separate from the conversation we just had, I've been conducting an investigation into some concerns from Second Shift. And so, and I knew you were coming in today to talk about the other topic, so I wanted to take the opportunity while you were here to conduct the interview on the investigation that I'm working on, okay? First thing I wanted to do is ask you about if you could describe for me, in your own words, the culture of Second Shift. How would you describe what it feels like to work on the shift, interaction between people? Like, kind of lay out for me in your own words how would you describe that?
I mean, I feel like we all get along really well.
Okay.
You know, up in the shift, we'll all be huddling outside of back in the PD. Like, we all have a really good rapport.
Okay.
Our command staff is excellent. They're always willing to help us.
And you're without a lieutenant now, right?
Yes, so Lieutenant Call got promoted.
Okay.
So I think they're still doing the interviews right now for a lieutenant.
Okay. Are you aware of any, like beefs between people, any disagreements that have surfaced up between anybody on the shift or that works with the shift?
I mean, Dan, saying people kind of butt heads with him, just I guess because he's newer, so the way he handles calls or constructive criticism. But
okay.
Other than that,
people have voiced that to you, or you observed that, or you yourself have had an issue with that.
It's really been, you know, both sergeants and all of the officers. We've all had some type of multiple interactions.
Okay.
I guess since he got put on our shift.
But, okay.
I mean, we still work well together. It doesn't affect how we handle our calls or anything like that.
Gotcha. Is there anybody else that you can think of that might have had a disagreement at all on shift that boiled over into anything?
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
I mean, I've been gone for a week, so
right.
I don't know what's happening now.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Everything seems to flow really well on our shift.
Okay. Do you have any knowledge of like post-shift hangouts, parties, different things like that that take place?
Every now and then we'll, Sunday night football, we'll get together.
Okay.
I know Lugo, Gavin, Mags, and Ledke, they go out and drink every now and then at Topgolf.
Or okay.
They'll go to Lugo's house.
Okay. Do you have any knowledge of any intimate relationships, sexual interactions between officers on second shift?
Not on second shift specifically. I know of past ones.
Okay. Yeah.
It
this would be
like between the. It wasn't between the shift that
okay.
I know of.
Okay. So, the case that I've been investigating this week is pretty significant, and I would say it's fairly graphic, about concerns that have been raised about sexual interactions that have happened between officers on the shift.
Okay.
And so, through the course of the investigation, as I've been having meetings, you know, part of my job is to take the complaint when it first comes in,
right.
And then obviously try to be an objective party to say, okay, here's what the information I have. How do I validate that? Right.
Okay.
And so throughout the course of the investigation, I've been able to validate a large portion of the information that I have. Although I have a lot more conversations to have.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of my questions to you today are going to be about confirming information I have, right? So I'm going to ask you some questions. They'll be vague in nature
mm-hmm.
because I'm looking to see if you know anything. I don't want to give you information that you don't know about, right?
Right.
I'm only looking to hear about things that you might know about.
Okay.
And then I probably won't use names necessarily, but if you know who I'm talking about, I would like you to use those names so that I can use that as confirmation.
Okay.
That makes sense? So, two things before I dive into the specific questions. One, all of our conversation is confidential while the investigation is ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
When the investigation closes, because we're a municipality, we're subject to open records, right? Mm-hmm. So at that point, the records can be requested. So I always tell people that mm-hmm. while I'm going on, there's a very small number of people that know about the investigation. I'm obviously super intentional for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it's done, it still stays very small. However, it is subject to open records.
Right.
Okay. Excuse me. Number two, I always like to tell people that, you know, we don't tolerate any kind of retaliation. So no one's allowed to retaliate against you for participating in this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to retaliate against anybody else who participates in a similar conversation. And if you ever feel like that's happening, I definitely want you to let me know so that I can look into those concerns separately.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Megan, I need to tell you that the concerns that have been raised are about you specifically and about sexual interactions that you have had, allegedly, with people that you work with.
Okay.
So, I need you to be honest. Obviously, you are still a sworn police officer, so you have an obligation as an officer to be honest. But from a 60,000-foot perspective, can you tell me why that concern would have been raised to me? And maybe also part two of that, why did you answer the question, if that is indeed true, why did you answer the question about intimate relationships that you didn't have any knowledge? Can you answer those two parts for me? And why you think I would be doing an investigation into those kind of behaviors?
I mean, this one's not necessarily, I mean, it's of second shift and not between. I know Sang and Cummings, he had said that he had a thing with her
mm-hmm.
a while back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest. I, myself and Officer Holiday, we had a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't on shift or anything. It was after, like, a game, but, I mean, I felt like shit about it. It was a mistake, and I know, conflict of interest and all that. I shouldn't have done that, but it...
So tell me about where that took place.
It was at his house.
Okay. Was it at a party?
Mm-hmm.
Was it at a football party?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who else was there?
Mags, Womack, Cohia stopped by, but he was only there for like an hour when the game was on. And then it was like people that he knew or his family knew that came over, but I'd never seen them before.
Okay.
I believe that's everyone.
And while I apologize for asking graphic questions, it's part of the confirmation. Can you tell me what took place between you and Officer Holiday at his house?
We had intercourse.
Okay. Is anybody else that was at that party aware of that interaction?
People okay. make assumptions all the time. So
okay. Okay.
I'm sure there's something
okay.
in there.
All right. Is that the only time it happened with Officer Holiday?
There are a few times, but it was a long time ago.
Okay. Do some of those include at his house,
mm-hmm.
at hotels?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said it a few moments ago, but you said never on shift.
No.
Okay. And to your knowledge, I'm not going to discover anything that would contradict that.
No.
Okay. So you've got the handbook, right? Did you sit through the meeting that we all had on the handbook?
Yes.
And you signed the document that
yes.
said you'd abide by it, right? Okay. So, on page 13 of the handbook, it is section 3.4, there's this paragraph in here I'm going to read to you, okay? It's on personal relationships. It says, if a personal, romantic, or intimate relationship is established between two or more employees post-hire, it is the responsibility and obligation of the employees involved to disclose the existence of that relationship to the supervisor, manager, city administrator, or human resources. When a conflict or a potential conflict arises due to the relationship affecting employment, the city reserves the right to make any and all employment decisions in the best interest of the city, right? So what that paragraph says is, if you and somebody else or more become involved in a relationship, you have an obligation to report that that's happening, okay? So is there any reason why you didn't report that relationship to anybody?
I mean, we weren't...
I shouldn't say relationship, maybe, or that interaction.
I mean, it's personal. I honestly didn't even know I was supposed to report it.
Okay.
And it hasn't ever affected the way we work together.
Okay.
So it just didn't seem like I didn't feel, and he didn't feel like it was a reason to report it.
Got it. So I want to make a differentiating statement. What you do or I do or anybody else does in their personal life does not affect me or the city in any way. I have no thoughts or judgments on anybody that does things in their personal. However, as the paragraph said, when it affects city operation or employment, that's when we get involved, right? So this concern, when it was brought, it was determined it does and is affecting employment, which is why the investigation was started. Okay, so...
Can I ask how it's... I mean, obviously, I had no idea there was any beef, especially towards me, because we all seem to work really well together. Can I ask how it's been affecting?
Well, yes. And that will... that I think it'll be answered by the next question that I'm going to ask you, which is, who else besides Officer Holliday have you been involved with?
No one.
Okay.
I mean, obviously guys flirt all the time.
Okay.
Especially when there's only 6 females.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was a few time thing with me and Larry, so.
Okay. Have you been involved with Sergeant Powell?
No. No, I mean, we're really good friends because he helps train me a lot, but no, I would, no.
Okay. So, through the course of the investigation, I have had others report to me that you and Officer Powell have been together, specifically performing oral sex while on duty at the police substation.
I'm sorry, what?
That's the information that I was given early on to start the investigation. So that answers the question of, you know, why is it affecting city employment? Because the information I had was that it was happening while on duty in city property. And I have had that confirmed through the investigation so far. I'm not done. I haven't spoken to you. But that's why it's a city issue, right? Which brings to light then any other relationship. That's why we're looking at it holistically. But the concern was raised because it was reported to be happening on shift in a city-owned building. Help me, I wasn't there. I don't know if it took place or not. I'm just here to try to understand why and how that's being reported.
Can I ask who would have first reported that?
I can't answer that at this point because the investigation is still open and ongoing, so those conversations are still confidential.
Okay. Is there a reason that they would assume that or bring that up at all?
The confirmation on the act, I have been told, came directly from you to the person who reported it to me. That you talked about the act. You talked about his size, what it looked like.
Is there any evidence of that?
I don't have video, if that's what you're asking about. I don't have video. But I just have that allegation that came in and then a confirmation of it through the course of another conversation.
So it's all word of mouth?
Right now.
Okay.
Which is why I'm having the conversation. I just want to understand, right? If it happened, tell me. If it didn't happen, you can tell me that too.
I don't really understand how this has come up to be even in question.
It's in question because it's been reported that you...
Right, I understand, did, but why... Yeah. Why
I don't know why. I don't know what the if there's something happening behind the surface. I don't know that yet.
I know many rumors spread around this place about sexual encounters, and like most people know, rumors are rumors, and mm-hmm. people make quick assumptions about things.
Mm-hmm.
So that.
So as far as your well, answer
sex
is
in the substation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, first of all.
Okay. And you've never been with Sergeant Powell?
No. He's a sergeant.
Okay. Do you have any memory of you meeting him at the substation?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So I picked the forest. I mean, anywhere in Holland Ridge.
Yep.
I call it the forest. I picked that area a lot because I like drug traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the CSU and K-9 supervisor, so he knows that I have an interest in it, so he helped me out, and in the substation he has saved videos of, like, tracks that he's done, takedowns, vehicles that he's thought had drugs in it, things like that, so we go over videos like that, and I'll eat lunch over there because I don't really like using the bathroom or eating in gas stations.
Mm-hmm.
I try to stay away from the station during shift, so I'm closer to my calls.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I mean, yeah, I go to the substation, but that's about it.
So you've been at the substation, you've been at the substation with him inside,
yeah.
But nothing, your report is nothing happened.
Right.
Okay. Outside of Larry Holiday and my question's about Sergeant Powell. Is there anybody else that you have been involved with?
No. My husband.
Right, doesn't work for us.
Right, no.
Okay. What about PMAG?
No. No, he's like a brother to me.
Okay. So, I have multiple reports of you and PMAG multiple times. Your house, a three-way with his wife.
Oh, I'm sorry, a what?
A three-way with his wife.
A three-way with his wife.
Mm-hmm. That your husband walked in on and got angry about.
Having sex with him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay, can I just.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that. Oh, my God. I cry when I'm frustrated. I'm
sorry. Okay. There's some Kleenex right behind that candy bowl there.
Why is it that females have a bad rep at this department?
I don't know. I'm trying to put the pieces of this puzzle together.
Is this what people think of me? Do I have to come back? I don't want to work in an environment like this if they're thinking that about me.
I understand that.
I love this job so much.
I understand that.
Where did any of this even come from? Like, there's been no conflict on the shift. No one ever says anything to me. I mean, I lay low. I do my job. I talk with people at work. It's because camaraderie, but I've never had a feeling that anyone would be talking about me like this.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry to ask you such intimate things, but this is the core of what the investigation is around. Are these things happening at work?
And no.
Okay.
The only person I've been with is Larry.
Okay.
And it was just a few times.
Do you have any thoughts, and I know this is hitting you, but do you have any thoughts on why others would be reporting that's not the case?
I have no idea. Like, okay. I said, it feels like everyone gets along really well.
Okay. Can you tell me about a hot tub party?
A hot tub party?
At Eric Stats Boathouse.
Yeah.
Who was there? What happened? What took place?
It was Eric, Brian, me. Mags came. I think it was Memorial Day. His wife came for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
David Durham, his wife and kids came.
Okay.
And I think that was it.
Okay. What do you remember about what took place at that event?
I mean, we all got really drunk. We stayed there because we couldn't drive after.
Okay. Do you remember anything from an event in the hot tub?
We were all drinking. We did karaoke through David's phone, but mm-hmm. that's it.
Do you remember at all, there's a report that your top came off at one point, Eric helped you fix it?
Yes, that is true.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. My bathing suit was a little loose and it fell off.
Okay.
I was drunk, I didn't even realize that.
Right.
So he was behind me.
That was the report too, that you weren't at a place to like understand what was happening too.
Yeah, I will admit, it did come off, but he put it back on for me.
Okay. And then you spent the night on the boat, right? One night, maybe more, but one night you were on the boat. Okay. Yeah.
He had like 6 rooms, so mm-hmm. I slept in one of the rooms.
Okay. And were you by yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And did, so David and his family were already on the boat when you got there, mm-hmm. right?
I showed up probably at like 10 or 11.
Okay. And then PMAG came that day?
Yes.
And his wife came the next day?
Now, his wife stopped by. I think she was out shopping. She stopped by for a few hours and then she left.
Any reason that you know of why she didn't come with him or stay or anything?
I don't know. My husband couldn't come because he was at work. So okay. That's why I went.
Okay. Okay.
But I don't know why she didn't stay. She probably had work in the morning.
Okay.
She has to work in the morning.
So. Okay. And you remember drinking heavily, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you fall down the stairs that night too?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever sent nudes to other officers on shift?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember who you sent those to?
I know Mags nodded. Gavin, they were showing dick pics on shift. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who else?
I mean, Larry, obviously.
Okay. Anybody else?
Mm-mm.
Did they ask for those? They asked for them.
Mm.
Okay. Every single person asked for them?
I mean, me and Larry were different.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, topics came up and, like, hey.
Mm-hmm. Is it an accurate timing that you and Larry were together the last time, maybe 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, something like that?
Whenever the... Which game was it? I don't remember which game it was. It was probably a month or so ago.
Okay. Whenever, so it's about that timeline.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, nothing with Sergeant Powell.
No.
Nothing with PMAG.
Other than the pictures, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, names you mentioned from the football party you didn't mention in the pictures, which is like Womack, Cohia.
Oh, God, no.
Okay. 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 And your response still is that any interactions, that nothing happened on shift.
Correct.
Okay. When you had your incident last week, mm-hmm. Who did you call to notify that something was happening? Like, who did you reach out to at the department?
Sergeant Powell was supervisor that night, so I told him I had to go to the doctor.
Okay.
I didn't know when I'd be back.
Right.
Once I got to, because they took me to my therapist first.
Okay.
And they told me it's not their policy to call, but they would call for me, but it'd be better if it came for me. Mm-hmm. So, like, admin mm-hmm. is for us. So I called Lieutenant Call, or Captain Call,
mm-hmm.
because he was our lieutenant, so he had a really good relationship, so mm-hmm. I kind of trusted him with mm-hmm. the information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then he relayed the information on.
Okay. Did you call Patrick?
Did I call Patrick?
Mm-hmm. Call or text Patrick?
I texted him that I had a rough week.
Okay.
I kind of texted him what all was going on.
Okay.
Like I said, we were really good friends.
Okay. Did you call or text Ty McGowan?
I think later on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like last week, this week?
So when I got back, I told him. Because he's kind of the one that kind of helped me not get hired here, but...
Mm-hmm.
Help me through all the training and stuff to kind of get prepared to be hired. So we've always confidant, I
mm-hmm.
guess.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen him this week?
Mm-mm.
You didn't go to his house on Sunday?
This Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
No.
This past Sunday?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I was still at the hospital this Sunday.
Okay. The man, my date's wrong. What's today? Today's the...
The 16th.
I do have my dates wrong. Hang on. You were still in on this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was it the previous Sunday that you, did you go to his house the previous Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I went over to talk with him because I've been having a rough time.
Okay. Is that a normal thing? That you do with him, or is that just a one-off?
No, it's just, I was wanting someone to talk to that I knew wouldn't spread what I've been going on.
Okay.
Talk about what I've been going through.
Okay.
So I just went over there to talk with him. He kind of helped me calm me down a little bit.
Okay.
I probably was only over there for like an hour or two.
Okay. Did anything happen between the two of you? Did he ever receive nudes from you?
Nudes?
Nude pictures?
No.
Okay. Okay. I think that's all the questions I have. I want to acknowledge that while I'm not in your situation,
mm-hmm.
these conversations are uncomfortable for all parties.
Right.
So, a couple things, Megan. First, you know, you're on paid administrative leave now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to stay on paid administrative leave pending the outcome of this investigation. When the investigation is complete, then we will make some assessments on returning to work.
Okay.
So the investigation needs to complete before we can get to our previous conversation and all the steps that were necessary in that. Okay. While the investigation is ongoing, I do need you to not have any conversations about the investigation with anybody else because that can hamper my process of just trying to sort out where's the truth, what happened, what didn't. So that's my expectation is that you will hold that confidential. That doesn't include your husband, obviously. I can't nor do I restrict those conversations. But within people that work for the city, you should not be discussing this case. Okay. I would expect that there will be a follow-up conversation. I don't know when that will take place. Today's Friday. my assumption will be mid to late next week is when this investigation will be finishing.
Okay.
There will be some follow-up conversation either from myself or from command staff, mm-hmm. As far as kind of what shakes down when we understand all of the pieces and why things were being told and where the truth is.
Could I say something? Process.
Of course.
Since, you know, this is a situation that I'm in,
yes.
given the nature of it,
yeah.
Why haven't other investigations been done about other supervisors or officers on shift about something like this? Because it's very obvious that other things have been going on
between people. I'm very open to hearing about them. I can only chase down what I hear. So if you have information that you would like to share about that, I would be more than welcome to hear about that.
No, because I wouldn't want to put other people through this, but I just don't understand how this came about, even though this, I mean, obviously, guys will be guys, so conversations being provoked, acts of sexual favors being provoked, even through command staff, clearly have been going on, and never been anything.
You have information of members of command staff that have been asking for sexual favors?
Not asking, hinting.
Okay. To you directly?
Yes.
Okay. Who?
Sergeant Watson.
Okay. Tell me about that.
So I posted a picture. I was going to some training. It was like a DUI interrogation for court type of thing.
Okay.
And I posted a picture. I had like a blazer on or something like that. And he was like, looking good, Officer Hall. And then it's not really like asking or anything, but he definitely was hinting at like working out, like, oh, I've got some moves to show you. We could find a time or place if you want. Never like directly
asking.
Is this
through text or Facebook or
where? It was through Facebook, but I deleted the messages.
Okay.
But he definitely, looks he'll give during shift, things like that. Certain just comments he'll make every now and then.
Okay.
Things like that. And obviously, I was going to brush it off because it kind of made me uncomfortable.
Okay. When did that take place? Do you remember a timeline?
It was probably a year ago.
Okay. Okay.
But I didn't say anything, obviously, but because I've heard from other officers that he's very friendly to female officers, so I don't know who all he's been asking. And I posted a picture on Facebook that hot tub day,
okay.
In like a bathing suit. I posted it on Facebook and he kind of commented on it, not necessarily like, oh, looking good or anything like that, but like through message he had it.
Okay.
And I mean, he was like, well, it looks like you're having a good time, or mm-hmm. stuff like that. I mean, it's not necessarily professional for
mm-hmm.
especially in a bathing suit, for mm-hmm. like a supervisor to comment, I wouldn't think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's not the first I've heard of him just being very nice towards officers that are female.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for telling me that. Is there anybody else that has made you feel uncomfortable or have been unprofessional in that manner towards you?
No, it's just him.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure there's other things going on that people just aren't talking about. But.
Okay. Okay. Well, my commitment to you is I will look into that.
Okay.
That's my job.
And like I said, I don't have like the messages or anything anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, I don't have any more questions on this, and I'm going to stop the recording simply because I'm going to reference our previous conversation,
yeah.
which I don't want to be on tape regarding medical stuff. So.
Okay.